The following program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries. Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word. From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. It's a joy to have you with us today. We're going to be in Colossians chapter 1. So I invite you, if you can, go find you a Bible, open the Scripture, and consider the Word with us today. I want to remind you about the special that we have going on. A number of years ago, I wrote a book. It was also called Consider His Word. It is a daily devotional and would make a great gift. It would be a great for your personal use or to give to someone, perhaps even for Christmas. In fact, we're only going to do this one more week as we approach the Christmas season. So the book is Consider His Word, daily devotional. There's a place where you can actually journal a little bit on each page. You can read through the Bible in a year, and as you read a passage of Scripture in the devotional, there is one particular verse that is kind of highlighted. A short devotional about that verse, and then a place where you can journal a little bit of your own. Now, the book we're offering for $25 gift to this ministry, postage paid, nothing added. So $25 postage paid. Now, you can send it to, if you'd like to receive the book, you can send a check or however you want to pay to Consider His Word Ministries, 30290. Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. You know, every year as we get close to the Christmas season, and we're kind of beginning that now in the first week or so of December. You know, we've had our Thanksgiving and Black Friday and all that is kind of behind us. And now we look to the Christmas season. We look with a great anticipation of celebrating the day that Jesus was born. Now, I know, you know, and there's many who won't celebrate Christmas because they say, we don't know when Jesus was born. Well, we don't really. But December 25th has been designated as a day to remember the day that Jesus was born. And I love this season. I love this time of year. Everything about it. I love seeing the decorations go up. Our little community here, they put decorations up on the streetlights, and I love seeing them when I come into town at night. When I was in Bible college and I would drive home for Christmas, I love driving through the small towns that would just go all out for Christmas and be all decorated. So I would always make it a point that when I went home for Christmas vacation or whatever, that I would go at night. I would drive at night so I could see the lights. Some of them you could see from miles and miles away. And I always loved just seeing the lights through those small towns. I love the music. I have a confession to make. I've been listening to Christmas music since August. I love the music. I love everything about it. I love the season. And it's just a whole anticipation of Christmas is such a blessing to me. Everything that I look at, I want to remind me about the Lord Jesus Christ and about His coming, why He came, and the love of God that is so deep and so beyond comprehension that God would send His Son to this earth to save us from our sin and give us eternal life. Do you know one of the things that comes up every year are several controversies. Some of these controversies are people that just don't want Christmas at all. And if they don't want to celebrate Christmas, nobody's making them. They don't want Christmas to be a part of anything. They don't want it in our schools. They don't want to see it in the stores. They don't want to see it anywhere. And, you know, that's their choice. And they can do that. And I find it kind of sad. But then there's also kind of a tension between a secular Christmas and a spiritual Christmas. You know what I'm talking about, where people try to have Christmas without Jesus. I just don't understand that. And I don't know how they do that or how they want to do that, but they try to have Christmas without Jesus. Now, let me read the Bible here for a moment first. Colossians 1. I want to show you what I'm talking about here. I'm going to start reading in verse 12. Colossians 1, beginning in verse 12. He said, "Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints of light, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin." Now notice, we're talking about Jesus here. "Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell." It's that phrase in verse 18 that I especially want us to think about today. And I'm not sure how far we'll get today. This may turn into another program. We'll see how it goes. So, verse 18, he said that in all things he might have the preeminence. Now, the word preeminence here means that he would have the first place. First place. So, what I want to talk about today is putting Jesus first in your Christmas celebrations. Now, growing up, I remember almost nothing of a spiritual nature around the Christmas season in our home. Now, we may have talked about it. I just don't remember. But there was talk of Santa. You know, I remember my mom singing at some point, she'd start singing that great old Gene Autry song, "You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why, because Santa's coming to town." And she'd sing that song and we'd begin to get excited about Christmas. And, you know, the traditional Christmas songs, and some of them, you know, if you listen carefully, a lot of the songs we sing at Christmas time, particularly secular songs, are not about Christ at all. And many of them are not about Christmas at all. Many of them are just winter songs. You know, they speak of winter and don't mention Christ or Christmas at all. But we would have all of those things. We'd have the songs. We'd have the Christmas tree. One of my favorite things is when we'd go downtown to the Christmas parade. I always enjoyed watching that parade. Sometimes it'd be so cold, but we'd go and stand there and watch the parade go by. I'd love to see that again. And of course, the presents were there, and we would go to church and go to the programs that might be at church. But in our home, there was very little emphasis on the birth of Christ. Now, there may be some attempt to that. What I'm saying is I don't remember any of those things. I remember all of the secular parts of Christmas, and oh, how I would look forward to Christmas Day. I would have such great anticipation of when Christmas would come. You know, I don't remember sitting down as a family and reading the Christmas story. I don't remember talking about the birth of Jesus. I just don't remember any of those things, and I seem to have a second place behind all of the secular things of Christmas. I want to give you some practical things you can do to keep Jesus in your Christmas at home and in your life, and a way to give him first place in your Christmas. One of the things I want to suggest is to get an Advent calendar, and if you can, find one with Scripture in it. Now, what we do is we do this with our grandkids. I have four grandkids, and I have already sent each of them. We all get exactly the identical calendar, and I get one with Scripture in it. And so I've sent one they live far away, three of them do, so I sent them the calendars. And then on December 1st, we'll either call them, or we like to FaceTime, you know, where we can see them, or Zoom, or whatever you call it. You know, now we can see them, and they will open that Advent calendar. We count down the days, you know, that to Christmas Day. And they will open it. We will have them read the scripture and we'll talk about it. And what a great way to remember Jesus every day in December, every day leading up to the birth of Christ. It's a daily reminder of the Savior coming to earth. And so get one of those Advent calendars and share them with your family. Another thing I might suggest is find Christmas ornaments that represent parts of the story of Christ's birth, and there's many of them out there. Years ago, when we first got married, my wife and I, over 50 years ago now, we found in a store a little set of wooden Christmas ornaments, and we had to paint them. And so each night we would take and paint one. I think there was 8 or 10 of them. I don't remember exactly. But we would paint them, and there would be one, for example, of Joseph, and there was one with a star, and there was one with Mary, and there was all of these things. And we painted them every day. Now, the thing is that we still have those. And it's fun talking about them with the kids when we put them on the tree. These may be hard to find. I don't know if they even make them anymore, but find ornaments that somehow remind you about what Christmas is all about. We had one ornament that was a little tiny nativity scene, and we would play with it. By the way, that's another way that you can be reminded about the Christmas story and about Christ, and putting him first in your Christmas. And that is to get a nativity set. And if you have children, find a nativity set that they can play with. I know that there's some fancy ones out there, and there's some that are very delicate and breakable and all of those things, but find something your kids can play with. You know, we'll set them up and say, don't touch that, don't touch that. We did this with our children. We found a nativity scene, and it was fun watching them set it up. One of our children, my son especially, he would take the wise men all the way clear across the house and bounce them on the floor as they walked to see the Savior's birth. And so they would play with that. They played with it almost every day. And for several years, when they were younger, they would be so excited when we would get it out. You know, of course, we'd put it away at the end of the season, but when we got it out, they'd be so excited to play with that again. We had one of our daughters had a piece she particularly liked, and she would actually take it to bed with her and sleep with it. What I'm saying is this. Keep Christ first by using a nativity set. Maybe you don't have children at home, but set one up anyway and set one up for yourself. Set one up so that it would remind yourself. Now, they're everywhere. You can find them fairly easy, these Christmas sets. And so find one and set it up to remind you about what Christmas is all about. Ways that you can put Jesus first, that he would have the preeminence in all of your celebrations. And I hope you're excited about Christmas, that you're looking forward to Christmas. I know in some places it gets cold, and where I grew up it was like that, and I always enjoyed that, sort of. But enjoy your Christmas season and give God glory for what he has done in sending his son to die for us on Calvary's cross. Well, our time is gone. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
The preceding program was listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.